Hello?
Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey concerning our nation and local community issues. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to primary elections, as you may know, it's on a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary election for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote. Chances 50-50, or you don't think that you're going to vote?
I'm 100% sure I'll vote.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes only, may I please know in what year you were born?
1952.
Thank you. What is your race?
African American.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel that they are going pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction, or do you feel that they are going in the wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. I'd like you to write your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 50 neutral, and 0 that you are very unfavorable towards them. You can choose any number from 0 to 100, and if you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person, let me know. The first one is Andre Sayan.
Never heard of the person.
Okay. Bill Pascrell.
Oh, 100%.
Thank you. Andy Kim.
Say that again.
Andy Kim.
Never heard of that person.
Okay. Shavonda Sumter.
100%.
Tammy Murphy.
100%.
Thank you. Now, would you say that you approve or disapprove the job that Bill Pascrell is doing as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Would you say that Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year? Or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
Strongly approve.
What would be the option? To see Bill Pascrell deserve to get the Democratic
yes.
nomination? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held to date and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, and Tammy Murphy, for whom would you vote?
Tammy Murphy.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Shavonda Sumter, Andre Sayed, and Bill Pascrell, for who would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andre Sayed and Bill Pascrell, for who would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. Okay, we are halfway through the survey. We're almost done. I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support that candidate for Congress. The first one says, Bill Pascrell is New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress, who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors. He has used his position to fight for a tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for the American worker. Will this statement make you more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support him?
The first one.
Thank you. Andrew Sajet has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Sajet has secured over $1 billion in new investment for Patterson, including restoring Hinchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding park and recreational opportunities. Much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support him.
I'm sorry, I was interrupted. Could you repeat that, please?
Oh, of course. Andres Aguirre has been the mayor of Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Sajet has secured over $1 billion in new investment for Patterson, including restoring Hinchcliffe Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities.
And the question is?
If this statement would make you to much more likely to support him, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all?
I think somewhat support him.
Thank you. And Shavonda Sumter is a state assemblywoman and a staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed legislation addressing black maternal and infant mortality, and recently the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Will this statement make you much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely, or not likely at all to support her?
Much more likely.
Thank you. After hearing this information, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Shavonda Sumter, Andres Sajet, and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. The last part, I'm going to read you just a few statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, someone less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress. The first one is Bill Pascrell. Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in Congress for the last 26 years. Pascrell is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Would this make you much less likely, someone less likely, a little less likely, or not likely at all to support him?
The first one.
Thank you. Despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinians, civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Will this make you much less likely, someone less likely, a little less likely, or not likely at all?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Shavonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up. Taxes have gone up. Traffic has gotten worse. And our kids' schools continue to suffer. Would this make you much less likely, someone less likely, or a little less likely to support her?
A little less likely.
Thank you. And with Andrés Sager as a mayor, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control, and due to Sager's lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not likely at all.
A little less likely.
Thank you. After hearing this information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Shavonda Sumter, Andrés Sager, and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Andrés Sager and Bill Pascrell, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Thank you. The following questions are for statistical or purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And what is your religious background?
Christian.
Thank you. Okay, and yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Arab of Middle East descent?
No.
Okay. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Alice.
I'm sorry?
Alice.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Alice, and we appreciate your opinion. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.